This is Michael Coker with Black College Nines, and welcome back for another edition of our podcast series. Our podcast series covers the coaches for HBCU baseball and the many things that they do. Today, Claflin decided to travel down from South Carolina to Miami to take on St. Thomas. Black College Nines was able to catch up with head baseball coach James Randall. James Randall, how are you today?
Great, and yourself?
Doing good.
Anytime we're on the field, it's a good day.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Claflin, you got a good team. The thing about the SIAC, the conference that you're in, is competitive. But the 2018 season is just starting. What's going on?
Well, we're excited about the season. I know the conference is going to be extremely challenged this year. We've got a lot of new coaches in. That's going to bring the baseball up to where we want our conference to be, and it's going to be a challenge. We are looking forward to it.
It's always a challenge, especially coming out of a tough conference like the SIAC. Well, you guys, from what I'm seeing, you got a young team.
Yes.
But this is your second game. Not a lot is expected of your second game, especially when you threw your freshman to get a feel. Coach, the way I see things and how I'm seeing your team, just in the two games, you get through some rough times, I think you guys will contend for a SIAC championship. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I feel the exact same way. You know, anytime we get a chance to face the kind of quality pitching we're facing, it only makes us better, get us ready for our conference play. I don't think we'll see the kind of arms we're seeing here that we'll be seeing day to day in our conference. So we feel good about that. This is a good experience for us.
Well, you guys got a tough schedule.
Yeah, always.
You got a very tough schedule. You have one of the tough schedules in your conference. How will that pan out?
We hope that it works in our favor. We figure by playing quality teams, it keeps our guys humble and keep them working hard to try to get better. Anytime you're playing guys that you can kind of beat up on, you kind of get complacent. But playing the kind of schedule we play, there's no time for that.
Well, not to switch subjects, but Black College Nines recently had its preseason elites come out, and one of your members, Jonathan Purnell, made that. Give us a little bit about Jonathan.
He's a great kid, kind of kid you love to have on your team. He loved the game of baseball. He graduates this semester. He's one of the first there every day and one of the last to leave. He just loved to play baseball, and a good kid. He's a team-oriented type kid, and we're just excited to have him.
And is anybody looking at him?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. No scouts have come in to get anything filled out. So that's why we're trying to play tough schedule and tough schools so our kids can be exposed. It's kind of challenging. Scouts don't always come to our games, our conference game. So we kind of have a choice. Either just play schools that the kids won't be seen, that you can beat up on, or play quality schools where scouts are going to be there with some prospects, and maybe your kids can catch the eye of a scout.
With that being said, during your run to the NCAA Division II championship, how many of those players are with major league teams or playing professionally?
Well, we hadn't had but a couple of guys drafted, I think, out of our conference since I've been in. That's 10 years. We had the first in our school's history draft a while back when Don was taken by the Red Sox. He didn't take the offer. He came back to school and got his degree, but he was drafted. Now the first in our school history to be drafted by MLB team. So hopefully we can keep at it and keep trying to bring prospects in and hopefully they can catch the eyes of professional scouts.
Well, that's good to hear, because you guys got a competitive team. You just started off. I like what you did in yesterday's game, your first game of the season. You open up on the road and you open up with some freshmen.
Yes.
Where do you see your freshmen impacted in 2018?
They're going to be a big part of our success. I feel like if we get good quality out of our freshmen, really take us a long way. Today you saw a few more veterans. The second game you'll see a few more. When we got to cut the walks down, now we just got to hit the ball a little better in key situations. I think this team is going to be real, real competitive.
Do you see small ball?
I do. We're going to have to generate runs. We're going to have to run, steal bases, and bunt them up. Right now we're trying to let guys get swings in to get confidence up. But eventually we're going to have to play that small ball. That's the future I see for this team.
Well, it kind of reminds me of your team that went to the NCAA Division II playoffs. You guys played small ball, and you used that against a lot of top teams. And it shocked a lot of people because nobody was expecting Claflin to do what they did and surprise everybody to win the conference.
Yeah, Clemson's not known for baseball. We're known for our academics, but our program has really jumped leaps and bounds. I think I started out the fall semester with about 50 kids out. Now I got it down to like 35. We only traveled 25, so we had to leave some kids back. Had a good group of freshmen to come in this year that we're excited about. So hopefully we can just keep that going.
Well, that's good to hear. Now let's talk about you personally. My understanding is you're going to get inducted into the Grambling Hall of Fame.
Well, I was inducted this past summer.
I'm sorry. Excuse my ignorance.
No, but I was this summer. That was a big deal for me. I'm really proud to be a part of such a legendary, you know, situation. You know, a school like Grambling to be inducted, to say that you're a legend at a school with the likes of Ralph Gar and Lenny Webster and Gerald Williams and Gary Eves and, you know, all the guys through the years that have come in to be called a legend at Grambling is really, really motivating and inspiring for me. I mean, so excited about that. It's one of the best joys of my life to be inducted into the school that I love dearly.
Well, do you rate that higher than you being drafted in Major League Baseball?
No. I can't tell that yet. But it's right up there. You know, it's, you know, just think about getting drafted. You know, I was, you know, Grambling hadn't had anybody drafted as high as I was since I left there. And that was in 81. So that says a lot about, you know, my tenure there at the school. And I'm just, you know, to get play professional baseball was such a learning experience for me. I learned a lot about coaching. I've always wanted to coach, so during my career as a professional athlete, I always would go to the mound and see what the coaches would come out and say and that kind of thing. And I kind of put all the coaches that I've had throughout my career in, and I kind of took something from everybody to try to come up with my philosophy and the way I do things.
Well, from what I'm seeing and from what I'm hearing, you're heavily recruiting out of the Chicago area. You're getting the top, some of the top talents, not one, some of the top talents.
Yes.
But have you thought of overseas? Have you thought of...
Yeah, I have, you know, kind of, you know, I'm the only full-time coach, you know, at Claflin, and it's kind of tough to go everywhere. You know, your budget is kind of limited. I get a chance to get out, but my budget is not so. Hopefully that I can get a full-time assistant that can kind of help out and kind of, you know, explore those areas. I was fortunate enough to play in Puerto Rico and Mexico, and I know my oldest brother, Aaron, played down in the Dominican Republic, and I've always, you know, during my career as a professional player in the minor league, there's a lot of talented guys come from those type places. So I know they're out there, and we just got to, you know, expand our band.
Well, Coach, God bless you, God keep you. I see some good things happening. I see this as being an early learning curve, and right around the midpoint season when Black College Nines will bring out its midseason report, I think you'll be right up there.
Well, I feel the same way. We're looking forward to it, excited about it, and we're so appreciative of Black College Nine for doing what they do for our sport and our conferences. It's really our only voice. And I just want to say to you and to all your people that work with you, thanks a lot.
Well, as we say all the time, you put the product on the field, and we'll keep reporting it.
Outstanding. Thanks a lot, and we're going to try to keep putting that good product out there. Our program is getting better. You know, we're bringing in some talented kids, and Claflin baseball is getting out there, and the word is getting out there. We're doing some good things at Claflin, so I think the sky's the limit for this program.
Keep checking back with Black College Nines as we conclude this interview. As I said, this is our coaching series, and we happen to catch up with a legend from Grambling.